7.6 Privileges. A privilege is the right to refuse to testify or to prevent someone else from testifying in court. Very few privileges are recognized by the court. Privileges are usually statutory, although many were recognized and applied by the courts or within the Constitution before being codified into statutes. All privileges involve private communication that remains private. If the communication becomes public knowledge, through no fault of the privileged party, the privilege remains intact. If the communication was not private, or if the privileged parties disclose the communications, the privilege may be waived. Some of the recognized privileges include attorney-client privilege. A client can refuse to testify about private communications between his attorney and himself and prevent the attorney from testifying. This privilege extends to staff working for the attorney. Doctor-patient privilege. A patient can refuse to testify about private communication with her physician. The client may also prevent the doctor from testifying or releasing confidential information about the client's wishes. If a client sues for damages due to personal injuries, however, the defendant has a right to view records relevant to the litigation. Privilege against self-incrimination. A person has a right protected by the Fifth Amendment to refuse to testify against his own interests. Once a defendant chooses to testify, however, he cannot pick and choose those questions he wants to answer. Governmental information. Certain government records, such as tax returns, are privileged, except in matters regarding the fraudulent preparation of such documents. Clergy-penitent privilege. Often referred to as the priestly privilege, this privilege applies to private communications between any member of the clergy, acting in the capacity of spiritual counselor and an individual seeking spiritual counseling. Spousal communications privilege. Private communications between a husband and wife are usually privileged. This privilege does not apply to litigation between spouses, such as an assault and battery case, or to matters involving the well-being of a child. Many people assume that privileges exist where there is no such protection. For instance, the following privileges do not exist or only exist in limited jurisdictions or legal matters: parent-child privilege, employer-employee privilege, accountant-client privilege. In all privileges, the communications must take place in private and remain confidential. Otherwise, the privilege is considered to be waived. Chapter 7 Wrap-Up. What you should know. After reading this chapter, you should know the following: the definition of evidence, the differences between direct and circumstantial evidence, how to break rules into elements and why to do it, the concept of procedure and how courts implement procedures, the function of court rules and how they are best accessed, assignments. There are no assignments for this chapter. Web stuff. For more information, articles, and links to additional resources, visit the website associated with this manual. This ends Chapter 7.